Good evening. It is January the 16th, 2015. Here in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, this is PJ, your internet pastor. Well, it exploited by way of lack of thesis. You know, I've been thinking about shutting the site down, right? Or at least limiting the amount of information that I placed up. I understand that my server is about over the top, so I have to clear some space off there. There might be a real interest in defining what it is that we are to do in order to extol God in every way. And I believe, with all the material that I placed up on this website, I mean, starting in 2002, it may be the perfect time to shut it down, but not exactly shut it down all the way. I got to share some good news with you. I told you that throughout my life in ministry, and I just want you to pray for a brother. There's a brother that wants to continue to do what I'm doing on this site, far younger than myself, but I have been grooming him to share the message, not an evangelical message, not that one, but to share a message about God Jehovah that every generation could practically keep embedded in their minds and hearts somewhere, especially during the difficult times which are coming. Of all the spiritual gifts, when I taught that I really believed in, I believed in the gift of prophecy. Because I believe that every prophecy that God has spoken to his sayer will be fulfilled. It will be fulfilled. And the prophecy that I see coming, because we've turned our backs on God, we've turned our back on his will for our lives over the years, especially in this country, is going to be severe. I see the way we Americans respond when we find the Islamics doing things that are outrageous. But what about the outrageous things that we've done? I can't help but to say that as a people, as a nation. So, something to give some thought to on this 16th day of January. No music, just a talk. Want you to pray for this, for a young man that has assured me that upon my death, that he will in some kind of way keep my work, my life's work, if you will. He will keep that life's work going. I want you to pray for him. I will not give his name because I do not want the enemy in any way to be able to direct negative. And what I mean by the enemy is people that do not want what I'm trying to do with the freedom of speech to continue in the way that I do it to continue. I believe that this young man not only has the ability to do it, and thus far he believes everything that he's heard me say. So there's no doctrinal ambivalence going on here. And this young man will be able to communicate. Listen, I'm making a big statement here. Isn't this something? This young man will be able to communicate to you biblical truth. But it will not be spoken in the style of the language that we were both taught this biblical truth. It will not be connected with an evangelical handle. You know, I was talking with a dear friend of mine, Dan Majors, and I plan to go see him play. Dan will be playing at Harvell's on Wednesday night. He is the bass guitar player for Zed and the Wranglers. Dan looks old. Someone would say, Well, sin does that. Nah, it ain't no sin. Dan is living just like I'm living, and everybody else is living. Some people choose. Listen, some people choose to live a stoic life. They feel better. Getting up in the morning when the sun comes up, working all day, and eating the same food, having the same conversations, and just, some people want more. If you ever listen to Zed and the Wranglers, you would hear in their music that they want more. And I think Dan has become a pretty good bass player for that group. And I want to go hear him on Wednesday night in Long Beach. Harvell's. But I want to talk about, see, because Dan doesn't believe exactly the way that I do about God. He knows that I'm still a firm believer in God. And Dan gives, that's it. He doesn't want to believe in that. It's well known that he's an atheist, so I'm not saying anything that you don't know. I think that what you should pick up in my voice, those of you that know me, is why I don't hate him. I've never hated anybody. I dislike what people do. Some people do horrendous things. I don't want to see them for the rest of my days. Disgusting. Doesn't mean that I don't like them. I just don't like what they do, and I'd rather not be around it. It's easier for me to keep breathing. But Dan's a likable guy, plays a nice, pretty good bass guitar. And the group, I'm still trying to figure out, they have, an album out. Zed and the Wranglers. Well, they got a big punch out of me tonight. Just look them up on the website, and then when you see who they are, you say, oh, that he was, and Dan was a fine Bible student. Fine. Exquisite. I taught him when he studied theology with me. I said, if someone ever gives you anything that sounds real crazy and off the wall, question it. And I said, don't regard what their position is or any, question it. And if they start giving you double talk, you find that the institution is fallacious. But God is true and all men are a lie. We have to keep that central idea in the minds of our younger people and these younger generations. So I've been looking for a guy that would take over for me, that would do what I'm doing to carry on the fight. And I think that in God's good time and justice, he showed it to me. Now the enemy is trying to take him out already. The young man is experiencing some things. He called me today. I was wondering why I hadn't heard from him. I thought that I had said something or he had discovered something about me that would cause him to hate me. And he says, man, I've been in the hospital for 3 weeks. And he went on to tell me about the flu that he had. Then he had to hang up, and when he called me back, I said, you know, I was thinking about the flu, because he said that it totally incapacitated him. And he has his studio fixed up real nice. Everything seems that it's ready to go, and all of a sudden he's, wham, he's in the hospital. I had to tell him or remind him the way the enemy fights. I know we don't believe it anymore. These are dark ideas, and I know that I sound like Obi-Ben Kenobi, right? Obi-Wan Kenobi? I know I sound like him when I say this, but the old ways have force in it, brother. The old ways, don't count out the old ways. What did Obi-Wan Kenobi tell him? Ah, no. Hey, there's power in the force. The force is still there, man. You know what? You may want to believe that there is no force, but you But no, there's a force around you that, whoosh, man, permeates all other forces. There has to be a big force in order for the other smaller forces to force their force upon others. And, you know, I thought that, this is what I thought. I thought that the more we went down humanity's trail in history, the wiser people got, the more technological we got, that we would treat humans better. Here in 2015, we are treating humans the worst that I've ever seen in my entire life. We need God more than ever. No, we don't need to run to no church. Because that day, they're museums. That's where you go because you don't have enough money to rent the auditorium. But if you give the preacher $1,500, he'll open up the place. Who does it belong to? It belongs to him because he's a pimp. It doesn't belong to the people. He has totem pole people put up in positions of power. But they're put there to protect him, to keep him there. Because these are people of low self-esteem that needs their position. Am I lying about it or telling the truth? Huh? I was telling my young friend that's going to take over for me. If you're going to take over my work, and if you're going to continue the work that I'm doing, and you're going to do it, you got to do it with candor. You got to do it with the style that is going to keep them listening to you in these future years coming up. Because most people don't want to listen to people like me anymore. Oh, who's that old black? See, I almost said it. Who's that old black? Ah, man, this... talking that ancient Darth Vader stuff. Yeah, when this stuff becomes a reality right in front of your face, you're going to wish you had this old man. Well, God is gracious, because God's going to pass on what the old man is doing to a younger black man. I've already asked Jehovah to protect his life, to protect his family. And if Jehovah don't, that means Jehovah saying, I'm turning the lights out. I want you to shut up. I don't want you to go on in nothing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to strike you with something right now. And see, Jehovah's not vindictive like most Negroes I know. If they can't be the chief of the pie, they won't even go to the bakery. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But we pretend, don't we? We pretend it's not like that. The church has turned out to be an ugly place. I don't mean 2 or 3 or 20 pastors, the big mouth ones, the lying ones on that TBN. Is that thing still functioning? I haven't watched TBN in well over 2 or 3 years. I don't even know what they could be saying. Paul is dead. What else can be? I don't even know what station it comes on cable. But that's another trick of the enemy to keep you looking at that. Oh, my gosh. I bet the lady with the bubble in her lips is taking over. Jan. What a hoax. It was a hoax when they started it, and it's a hoax at the end of it. But we're good for that. And God doesn't mind us having fun, because that's all we did in religion. But God is a little ticked off because you will not extol and exonerate him. I'm just going to tell you like a T.I. is. We have turned our back on Jehovah God in this country. No, I'm no evangelical Christian. Don't get it twisted. You got me mixed up. You got me mixed up with the tweaks of the universe. No. I am PJ, Pastor John, the one that's been saying it, doing it like this on the same antiquated equipment, still putting it up on the blooming internet, blowing your ever-loving minds because you ain't got the guts enough to say it. You've been had in religion in this country. Ask any philosophy of religion instructor, and they would tell you that America has no religion. Though I may say that I think that their religion might be consumerism, because they are so selfishly inward that you got thousands of people being murdered in a black nation, and you turn your back on that and don't do nothing. Mr. Obama. Okay, I'm being critical of the president. And some of you may not care for dark-skinned people, but I come from those dark-skinned people. I guess if I was an Indian or an Eskimo, I'd feel a little bit feisty about that if I heard that they weren't being treated fairly. I think that everyone ought. Yeah, but there I go with my oughts again, right? And that's what gets a lot of preachers in trouble. But we in this country, well, I want to say this. I said in the last webcast that the appetites, because we find, you know, we've lost our children because of the appetites of the parents. It's Friday night. I mean, you know, John, what are you doing? What do you think I'm doing? I had an apple strudel that was in the freezer a long time. It was frozen, wrapped up properly. I just took it out of the wrapper and I put it in the little electric oven, and it is delicious. And I'm just eating on that, and I kind of toasted it on the top, so it's a nice. Who would I sound like? Julia Childs or something? But it's just delicious. I'm a regular guy like you. I eat apple strudel right in front of you. And I tell you from my heart that I love you. That I always love you. But I want you to stop putting your trust in men. I want you, as you eat the cookie that you like the most, or the ice cream, or whatever it is that you like, to thank your creator for what he's given you. Because we in this country, believe it or not, America is a blessed country. Because we've grown food, we've sent food to other nations, we've done all that. We've done some wicked things too. Don't get me wrong. We've done some good, and we've done some bad. We've done our share, and individuals individuals will be judged, weighed in the balances. I know. These kinds of things we don't like to hear, because that speaks of retribution. Well, when you talk about Jehovah, Jehovah is a God that says that he is just in all of his ways. Now, you may challenge that. Now, that will bring retribution. All right, let me give you an example so that you can understand my premise. Adolf Hitler wasn't a God. He was a man. He was operative in killing over 6 million Jews alone, not counting the other people that he was institutionally in charge of murdering. His punishment will be more severe than my punishment and my debauchery. Now, that last statement that I made is me thinking with my human mind, but in the mind of God, he has for each person that comes against his majestic authority a given punishment that is just right for them, to constantly let them not ever fall out of remembrance of their rejection. So I implore people to worship God, to serve him, to treat his creation better. Love your fellow neighbor. Treat him just. The mother's in Central Market, downtown. Three kids. Rough house boys following her around. Daddy gone. Who cares? He just made the boys and left. You come upon him. You see him coming down your aisle. You got your kumquats or whatever it is you went there to get. One of the little boys come up to your basket and take something out of it. And he looks at you and gives you the raspberries. You know what that is. Stick his tongues out and blow spit. How you feel? I'm serious as a heart attack. How do you feel immediately when that takes place? Because it's at that moment that you will communicate back to not only that boy that gave you the raspberries, but to the mama and to all the other people sitting in there, what you are. Now, if you are a true representative of God Jehovah, the one that created everything, because this did not happen by no chance. You can come to me with that educated bullcrap all you want to. And black people, you know better. I'm talking about God is a mistake and everything was a mistake. Boy, you got too much education and you need to go and wash your mouth out with some soap because you don't know nothing. Don't come to no black man in America and tell him that Jehovah God's not real. I don't care what religion he's in. If he's black and he's in America and he's bowing down, don't try to tell him that there's no God but some dude in Washington. Please. This brew is just delicious. About 2 months old. I wrapped it tight in aluminum foil and I put it in an electrical oven to warm it up, and I began to do the webcast and I forgot that it was in there until I heard the bell go bing. But it is just perfect.
Oh.
A little bit of something about me. I've always liked desserts, sweet things, apple, you know, lemon meringue pie. Oh my goodness. How about the lemon cream pie with the graham cracker crust? Oh my goodness. Dessert paradise, I'm telling you. And not just that it was sweet. But the way the crust of the bread crumbles in your mouth, all of that. And guess what? I'm eating on porcelain because I don't, you know, the young men that I tutelage, if you want to call it that, they eat off of anything. I tell them I wasn't raised that way. I need a plate. Oh, that was wonderful. Well, let me get back to it. I don't want you to think that because I was thinking about shutting down the site that I'm tired or worn out from doing what I'm doing. I only come on the mic when I have something to share of importance, because I was talking with my new protege and I was saying, be honest with the people. Because the people that listen to you can figure out if you're phony. And this young man is very, very Christian. He's not evangelical, but he's very, very Christian. And he doesn't believe that Jesus had blonde hair and blue eyes and had a halo around his head and all the angels are white. Whatever good that's for. Because I came up under that stuff when I grew up. Listen, you remember my son? You remember my son that lived with me years ago, the ones that you've been listening to me. This is my son, Mario Canto, just because you heard the bell. He just texted me and he said, oh, he sent me another one. He said, my job is holding a party, and let me say, people are so, I'll just say, darn rigid. And he says, somewhere along the way, people forgot how to have fun. Right. You see, what Mario is experiencing right now, as I'm doing the webcast, and that young man, you see, he's 26 now, and he was with me when he was 20 years old. Now he's in New Orleans, and he works on a steamboat on some river there. I don't know, Mississippi, I don't know. And the job is giving a party, and he said people are rigid. He's trying to get them to have fun. Well, I got to take a break and help him. Hold on. Oh, I just spoke to Mario, and I'm telling you, I must say that was quite interesting. Well, listen, it's been a good evening. Wait a minute. I didn't get into the next one. Exploited by way of a lack of thesis. That's going to be the next portion of... I'll have to type it out first, and then I'll talk with you about it. Let me say this. At any time, if any of you think that I'm wrong in my estimate of the church... As a matter of fact, I can't stop the webcast because I was speaking with someone not 48 hours ago whose father was associated with the big name church in this city. And I used to come on the radio and tell them people not to give the money for that big name church in this city, that everybody that assigns themselves to it that's looking for God will be ruinous because the God of that temple is is May and Charlie. And I had a young man tell me how some personal relatives of his were just bankrupted from following that mess. When the young man found out what I did and how I do it, he has respect for me, high respect for me. Because I told him, son, I'd never do that to your daddy. But I will say this, your daddy needs an education because I saw him on the YouTube. And he needs to be educated when he's talking about God because he sounds like the rest of these crackpots out there. But that's what they'll do to you. They will mess your mind up, teach you nothing. You don't know what you're talking about. And then you're out there spinning like a spinning top out of control because you refused to listen to the teacher when he was talking to you. This one's still alive by the grace of God. Oh, and I said, by the grace of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I'm still alive. But not that white Jesus, not that Jesus you all got in your churches where he gonna give you your territory and all that crap. Not that one. I want a Jesus that ain't gonna give me nothing but death because that's all I deserve from him. Because I know what I'm really thinking. I know what I'm really doing, just like you do. Just like you do with our selfish hearts. Selfish. The Jesus that I love knows that I ain't no good. Jesus that I love know what I want to do right now tonight and ain't got no business with my mind on that. That's the Jesus I love that know me. I don't know the Jesus you talking about. The one that everybody can go there and tell a lie and just signify. You signifying monkeys. You know what? When we get real with God about who we are, get real with God about who we are, then God will get real with us about what he wants to show us. I told you guys when I put that thing up on my Facebook, we stuff ourselves with food. We eating ourselves to death. We put cancer and all that mess on us by the junk we eat. You don't need all that food. You know, things have been a little difficult for me, right? I eat one meal a day. I told my daughters I eat one meal a day. Number one, it's very inexpensive. Number two, I ain't got money to be eating like that. And number three, it's more healthier for my body. What did the Bible tell me? It says, with food and drink, with that, be content. We got to fill up the freezer, the pantry, the basement, the attic. We got food stuffed everywhere. Man, a hurricane can come through Los Angeles and sweep this cesspool up, and all that stuff we've been storing up. Do you know how much food that is when you look at this planet from the sun? You know how much food that is? The sun can burp, and everything on this planet can burn up. Now, I'm talking about the worship of the one who made the sun that can burp, and you better pray that it don't burp, because if it does, that heat spot would hit us and melt us where we stand, some 93 million miles away from that burning ball of fire. That is not hell, friend. That is the power of God manifested, because how many of those burning balls of fire are in this massive universe that we live in? That's the God I'm asking you to recognize and to think, for the we're just a speck of dust, or less than that. But will you, as humanoids with the brain that can think and that can reason, will you thank him with me? Will you thank him for the nice pillow that you can lay your head down on? Come on now, let's get with it. People dying in Nigeria didn't have no nice pillow. Shot in the head, burn up. I saw the picture of a body that was burned up. It was a strong man because he was big next to the other bodies he was laying next to, and his arms were in the air like he was calling on Jesus to meet him. God bless his sweet little soul. That's life in reality. I don't want to eat dinner. This isn't a religious fast. I'm saying to God, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. We in America are fat people. A line out of the movie in Lawrence of Arabia, when Lieutenant Lawrence was explaining to the Arab boys, England is a fat country. It's a fat country. There was something to that. He was speaking of his detest for people that acted as if they required more. When you treat God with such negation, he must respond. He must. Don't talk about 9/11. That was a fixed event, if there ever was one. Too many pieces of that puzzle missing from my brain. I'm talking about your lives, how you're living. Extol God, exonerate him. Leave these preachers alone. Leave religion alone if the religion is not asking you to love your neighbor. If it's not asking you to love your neighbor, it's not about God. All right, that's the way you're going to do religion. You want to do religion? Why would you do a religion of hate? Why would you become the religion of the tribe of the Kali? You know who the Kali is? Watch a movie, Ganga Dean. Why would you want to become something like that? Ganga Dean, I think it was made in the year 1936. Some of you youngsters may say, what? If that was made in 36 and he was born in 44, why is he asking me to watch it? You need to watch Ganga Dean. And then you'll understand why I said that. Because religion been around a long time. Now they don't have it, the Kali. They call it the Buku whatever. They call it ISIS. Now, do you think that that's going to spread to America? It could. And could it be stopped if it came here? If you got more of them that believe in that, it couldn't be stopped. And the decent, life-loving folk of this wonderful country of ours will be massacred right in front of you because we don't go along with the Buku or the ISIS ideology. Why can't the Nigerians, with the help of other decent people on the planet, stomp that out? Do you want to know the reason why I think it's not stomped out yet? Because the powers that be doesn't want it stomped out there. Paris was too close to home. I was born poor, destined to die poor, but if I were born with money, if I had to buy an army, I would do that and go over there and say, try to recruit them to the way of Jehovah. But if you cannot, because of their hideous crimes towards humanity, extinction is the only result. Why can't your president talk like that of this country? Because he's spineless, a puppet put in motion. When all you folks start screaming, yes, we can, and I kept telling you, no, you'd better not. But now you got all those years, but are you satisfied? Because he's black and you proud and you all saying it out loud. Well, all right. When ISIS comes over and start chopping off your Christian little heads, how are you going to be? And that's how weak the church is, because you don't have an answer. And you pastors that listen to me, you know you don't have an answer. Oh, wait, I've been talking 36 minutes. That joker's from the inner city. He can't listen for more than 20. He don't know where I'm going. Thank you for coming to my website and listening to the webcast. This is Pastor John, still alive and well in the city of Los Angeles, in the beloved Lucy Coleman studio, the wife of 34 years. Thank you, Lucy. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength to come in this room and talk to my friends. I'm praying. Now, Father, I pray for those that listen to me that you would bless their hearts with a sense of truthfulness, that they may open their hearts to love, only to love, and that they may love you first, and then to love every other person they come in contact with. Father, we ask you to look on the people of Nigeria in some kind of way. If you can hold the hand of these heinous crimes, do something, because we humans here seem to be impotent. Have mercy on the rebellious and strengthen and encourage the soldiers that will continuously fight in your army. Not the army of the evangelical church, but to that group called out believers that will love even their enemies and don't care what religion they have. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for you have not put hatred in us, but let us personify this in the name of God that created the heavens and the earth. Amen.